remained on the fireplace.
They had to cook on the fireplace.
And by the way, did you ever have any ash cakes?
What?
Did you ever have any ash cakes, speaking of fireplaces?
Ash.
Ash cake?
Cake.
Any kind of bread made out of cornmeal that you put in ashes?
No, no. We used to roast sweet potatoes in ashes.
Is that right?
But I never did see any ash cake.
You ever hear of it?
No, I never did hear of it.
And in the kitchen, what do you call the thing that you turn off and on the water?
Speaking.
And if you had one outside for a hose, what would you call it?
I call it outside speaking.
I figured. And on a barrel, if you had a barrel of molasses, what would you do to draw it off?
Call that on. I've turned a many of them. Well, what are they?
Faucet.
Yeah, faucet.
I see. That's just wood.
Yeah. You just turn it around. We used to put syrup in the barrel, you know, turn the faucet and let the water run at you. No, the syrup run at you, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then turn it back and stop it up and you get ready for more syrup.
I see. When you go to the grocery and get a few cans of food, what do they put it into?
Paper bag.
Uh-huh.
Or a box.
And if in the old days when you bought chicken feed, say 100 pounds or 100 pounds of potatoes, what kind of bag would they put it in then, or a sack?
They put way back down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't used to buy it way back down. It's just been not too many years since I bought chicken feed when I was on the farm. And but they used to get them in crocus bags, I reckon. You know, crocus bags, you know.
Yes.
You know what that is.
Yes. You say crocus sack or crocus bag?
Well, you say crocus sack.
Sack. Did I hear you say croaker or croca?
Crocus, I think.
Crocus.
That's the way I always pronounce it.
And how about rougher sacks? It's made out of kind of a mesh. Guana? Guana?
Guana sack. Well, they put those crocus sacks too. It used to be on me way back down, you know. Guana bags is what they were called then.
I see.
They were put in 200 bags of the guana was, you know, and they were made out of this crocus, like crocus sacks were made out of it, you know.
I see.
And they called them the guana bags.
Did you ever hear of a toe sack?
I've heard of them, but I didn't know anything about it.
Did you ever hear anybody play a musical instrument by blowing in
my
it?
My mouth harp.
I
reckon I did. Our brother could play one. You could purely dance by it.
Is that right? And something that you hold in your mouth? And
use harp.
How about homemade things that children used to play on? You'd put a plank across a board and children would sit on this end and this end, and then they go up and down.
That was no, I hadn't thought of that in years.